Welcome to Inside the Castle, the podcast that goes behind castle doors to have real conversations with real people about solving the nation's toughest challenges.
I'm one of your hosts today, Marie Kopka.
And I'm Aaron Schneider.
Welcome to today's episode of our People First series, where we celebrate unity, empowerment, and the diverse voices in our workplace to highlight our greatest asset, our people. Now, Aaron, so far we've heard from a core-wide employee resource group, the LGBTQ community group, and we've also heard from the Institute for Water Resources, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Council. And today I'm really excited because we're going to hear about a district group. And we have with us Megan McKinney and Rachel Gronick from the St. Paul District's Regulatory Division. And Megan and Rachel are the co-leaders of a group called the People First Committee.
Thanks, Marie. That's really exciting to have another group here. And it's really been great to hear how the core is approaching this, or actually the core staff is approaching this across the organization and just hear the different perspectives. So I always think it's important to hear those perspectives. But if I recall, I know for sure you came from St. Paul District, and I think you may have had a role in this committee at one point in time. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're right, Aaron. I was part of the St. Paul District Regulatory Division before, and I also was part of this group, but I don't want to get too ahead of myself right now. So thank you both Rachel and Megan for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Now, before we dive into our topic, could you tell us a little bit about yourselves? Megan, how about we start with you?
Sure. My name is Megan McKinney. I have been with the St. Paul Regulatory Division for 10 years this year, a big milestone for me. I started out in the Public Affairs Division with the library in St. Paul, moved to regulatory, and kind of stuck around. And I was really intrigued when Marie actually reached out about this team forming. Because I joined the core as a person with disabilities, and I thought this was a great fit for some of my personal interests as well as my professional ones.
Thanks for that. And Rachel, how about you?
Yeah, my name is Rachel Gronick. I use she, her, hers as my pronouns. I graduated my undergrad career in 2020, and the day after graduation, I started here at the core with the regulatory division. I didn't really know what to expect when first starting with the core, and I've really enjoyed it. I've been here for about 4 years now and gotten to learn a lot. And me and Megan have been the lead of this committee for over 2.5 years now.
That's great. And thank you both for joining Regulatory Division. And it's really always exciting to start your first job the day after you graduate. So nice work, Rachel. Thank you both for sharing your background. Could you please tell us about Regulatory Division's People First Committee?
Sure. The People First team is focused primarily on the workplace culture of the St. Paul Regulatory Division. So our regulatory boundaries encompass the entirety of the states of Wisconsin and Minnesota. And the prevalence of wetlands and waterways in our states mean our work touches the lives of the people who live, work, and play in both states. The People First Committee meets to discuss issues affecting the lives of all of those people, such as current events, and to consider people whose backgrounds and lived experiences might be different than our own, which we think helps us better consider our work as public servants.
Great. Now, I know the answer to this one, but our listeners don't. So can you share the story behind the formation of the People First Committee?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So the People First Committee was formed in the 2020 COVID lockdown. I was very new at the time when this began. We had several other new employees, and some of them asked about a diversity and inclusion team. That later grew into a diversity, equity, and inclusion team, and then finally into our People First team. Around that time that our committee became a vision was right when George Floyd's death sort of rocked the Twin Cities and the area around us. And it was, of course, very hard for our district specifically. This sort of brought home the importance of the work of the team was hoping to do and the gravity of the moment from our earliest conversations. Of course, our first team leads were actually Marie Kafka and Maria DeLandro. An open call went out to all the regulatory division in St. Paul that were interested in self-identifying to be part of the team. And since then, it has become a committee. Initially, all of our meetings were online just due to the pandemic. And then later we switched to a hybrid model. So people that were stationed in other remote or field sites were able to participate in our discussions. We currently have a team of about 20 regulators who have volunteered to work with our group. And that is a pretty significant number for us.
That's great. And I think it's, you know, good to recognize, you know, where this committee started, obviously, with COVID and George Floyd. And those are some really very trying times, obviously, and challenging for, I think, everybody, especially those here in the Twin Cities region, but across the regulatory division. Makes me kind of wonder, so we kind of started during these hard times, and now we're transitioning, hopefully, towards some more routine or regular times. So how has the committee changed over the last few years, and kind of where are your focuses looking forward?
Yeah, I'll start us off, Megan. So, of course, we have some ebb and flow with different situational needs. We've gone from talking about ergonomics in the workplace and how that helps with accessibility, all the way to helping support women in the workplace and how that's changed over history. We've had to change our goals over time, but awareness and education have always been the forefront of our priorities. And we've really spent a lot of time focusing on team culture. And that's just making sure that all of our team members feel a sense of belonging in our regulatory team in St. Paul, as well as further out. Just making sure everyone can be their authentic selves, no matter how different everyone's point of view may be from each other's.
Yeah, thanks for that. And I think this is a question for both of you, and maybe you just answered some of it already. Why do you think it's important to have a committee like this, and what should our listeners understand about the importance of these types of committees?
Sure, I can start us off. Having a team like this allows for growth as a community, not just as a community of practice as regulators, but also as individuals. We're still people when we leave the workplace at the end of the day or sign off from our virtual workstations if we're working from home. We like giving our coworkers a safe space to talk about challenges and opportunities. And we do try to keep that focus on our workplace environment, but we feel it has benefits when we go out into the community and meet with individual landowners who might need a permit or assistance with a jurisdictional determination, or even in those larger community meetings that we sometimes have, such as public hearings or other opportunities to interface with the Corps of Engineers. It allows people to feel supported and respected, and we feel that that is of paramount importance, because if all of us feel safe, if all of us feel supported and respected and able to be our authentic selves, then the work that we produce, the customer service that we provide to the public, is going to be improved by all of those aspects.
Yes, absolutely. And the culture of the workplace also is more or less its identity. It affects everyone's retention rates, as well as just how we all answer the phones when we get a phone call in the office. It's just really important that having a team like this is able to focus that area to affect our coworkers and the world around us in having sort of a positive, holistic regulatory team. And that positive work culture benefits is a big part of why I think we're both involved in this.
Yeah, thanks. So I wanted to kind of take it a little bit down to the personal level. We've talked about, you know, the culture of the workplace and good customer service. So those are all very things that are kind of outside or outward focused. So in our People's First series, we've heard a lot about the importance of what these groups mean to people and kind of really how it makes them feel welcomed, part of a family. And I was just curious, like, what does this group mean to both of you personally?
Yeah. So when I first started, like I said, I was brand new into the working world and didn't really know quite how to align some of my interests and how that ties into the scientific approach that regulatory does in general. I also came in as a person with disabilities, so accessibility was another part that me and Megan both focus on quite a bit while we've been part of this team. But I think the biggest reason that I really wanted to get into this was just an increase in representation and just making sure that people that don't always have a spot at the table, their voices are still being heard, even if they're not always there. It's one of the biggest reasons that I believe in our mission and have been really glad to be one of the leads of this team and really hoping that we're able to support all of our staff and customer service in general.
And I think everyone in our division will laugh at hearing me say this, but social connection between regulators is also an important part of the People First teams or People First committee. Sorry, it's a new change for me. Mission. And so we work a lot on team building. When the team first started, not only were we in the pandemic lockdown with no idea how long that would last for us, quite a bit longer than I think many of us expected it to. But in addition to that, I was stationed at a field office at the time that I joined the team. And so I had a great relationship with my coworkers in that field office. I knew them really well. I knew some people back at our district office because I had started there as a student. But I didn't know very many people from our other offices very well. And as the lockdown shifted all of us to online work, it presented an opportunity for all of us on the People First Committee and otherwise to get to know each other better because we had this unique opportunity to connect, to see each other's faces in a way that we never had before. We had never used video before to connect before the pandemic. And it was just a wonderful opportunity to get to know everyone, to get to understand what everyone's individual interests were, and also individual needs, and see, is there something that we can do to support our coworkers and all the different interests and needs that we have, not only to make our work product better, but to make our workplace and our work team better, tighter, more cohesive, and able to respond to challenges.
Yeah, thank you both. And thank you both hit on some really great points about kind of balancing like supporting people as individuals, how to create a good workforce, workplace situation during a pandemic when we were still trying to figure things out. I kind of had these flashbacks of learning to hit the mute button and all sorts of fun things that we kind of discovered along the way about how to navigate that situation. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit. One of the challenges that I have kind of picked up on conversations with the LGBTQ community group and IWR's DEIA Council was that there's this challenge to be able to participate in these sorts of initiatives and committee activities when it's not your main responsibility. I'm curious to try to understand better if this committee, leading the committee, isn't your main responsibility, your main duty. How do you go about balancing that, your regular regulatory workload and leading the committee?
Absolutely. Yeah, workload is definitely something that regulatory is always paying attention to. Our whole team pays attention to it. Over the past 4 years, I would say that we've learned how to work with managing our priorities with workload and just the timing of the People First Committee events, of course, without sacrificing our service to the public. The activity for the People First Committee can ebb and flow just in response to other competing priorities, such as living in a place where we get a lot of snow and we pay attention to the outdoors. The summer, we definitely spend a little bit less time focusing on the People First Committee, but we emphasize it a bit more in the colder months when we just have a few less permit actions coming in. And so just the ebb and flow, as long as we are building up our work culture, is always a positive. And we've had great support by our chiefs and our higher staff.
Yeah, I can certainly understand the ebbs and flows, especially with that the winter environment. It kind of makes me wonder with your committee, regulatory is broad and kind of spread out over a big geographic area. You've got some folks in the district office and then field office size and a lot of remote work happening. How do you choose the topics to focus on? And what kind of areas are you focusing on right now?
No, that is a great question. Often we do a big call out at division meetings or during our People First committee meetings to see if anyone, any regulatory, has any questions or concerns that should be tackled by the People First team. If none, we often talk amongst ourselves, probably just me and Megan, and we look at the groups that seem like they're in need of more representation at this time, as well as just acknowledgement months. I know that Pride Month is coming up, so I even just talked with Lee Trueheart a little bit about the LGBTQ committee, and appreciation days are other areas that we look into.
Megan, did you have anything that you wanted to add to that one?
Yeah, so the team or committee has increased awareness and dialogue. I think within our division, it's something we've seen even in feedback from the FEVS survey that goes out each year, which just came out again recently. So we hope to see more improvement there. But we've had some successes and challenges. We focus a lot on team member wellness to inform the division roadmap. We have dialogue with our chiefs, and that helps us determine the areas that we focus on. Rachel did a great presentation at one of our monthly division meetings, for example, on stress management, because we had a whole bunch of requests for action come in and people were feeling a little overwhelmed. So we took the time to talk about stress. We try to focus on development of soft skills and other areas that we consider to be the bedrock of excellent customer service, excellent personal wellness, development, and areas similar to that, whenever there isn't another topic to talk about.
And I think actually that's a great segue, Megan, for this next question. In thinking about regulatory division's mission, or even maybe even the district's mission, how does the People First Committee tie in or fit into the division or district's missions?
That's a great question. Our chiefs always tell us that we have influenced the organizational culture, and that's something that can be really hard to see or to measure. But just from personal experience, I know that we used to have a lot more employees who departed for other divisions, often moving on to better and greater things. And we're always sorry to lose them, but glad that they're getting to that point in development. But since the team was founded and then shifted recently into more of a committee, we've actually noticed that we're having a different problem where people don't want to leave. And we feel like that's a really great sign that things are going well, that we're having a positive effect on our workplace culture, not just in our district office, but also in our field offices, and really helping to have all 70 plus of us get to know each other, which is no easy feat. We're spread across 9 sites plus some remote folks, and it's just been really wonderful to see how we all have been able to come together between these differences in tools that are available since lockdown first began in 2020, but also the work of this team. We've done everything from the previously mentioned discussions of stress management to one time we had a soup cook-off. But we've done all sorts of things to try to help people just get to know each other better. And it's had positive effects on our actual work on permits as well, because we see people making those connections with each other, going to each other, having those conversations, asking for advice. And that was happening before too, but we're seeing it now cross more of our office boundaries. And that's something that's been really wonderful to see.
As you said at the beginning of our talk, people are our greatest assets that we have here. Like, that is one of the reasons that we have the name the People First Committee. Because of that, we just are able to focus on our people. We even have a flourishing newsletter group that creates a newsletter around personal stories, education, and events going on that sort of falls under the People First Committee areas. I mean, some examples are like disability awareness or Black History Month events that are happening in February, or even some of our coworkers and how they celebrate the winter with their loved ones have been published in those newsletters. They come out about once a quarter, and I know a lot of love and time goes into them.
I think that's fantastic. It sounds like you guys focus on, you know, some of the more challenging topics that our people are facing, but also have fun with it. Like, you know, with the cook-off or, you know, what do you do with your loved ones in the winter type things. Like that's really awesome to keep that personal connection. I feel like I wish I would have had a committee like this to be part of when I first joined the Corps. So it's really awesome that you're doing this. And hopefully our listeners out there, especially from the other districts, hear this and can take this and also expand on it within their own district. So this seems like really a fantastic opportunity just to help people, but become more of a team and more of a family within the organization. And it definitely would be helpful for everybody, I think. But unfortunately, we're nearing the end of our time today. So I was wondering if you had any final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners or anything else that you'd like to add.
Yeah, of course. I mostly just wanted to say how much we love our team. We love getting to use our problem-solving sides of our brain and getting to work on some of these challenging questions. And if you're ever interested in starting sort of a team like this, please know that you can always reach out to Rachel Grolnick or Megan McKinney to just hear a little bit about how we came up with this or continuing to work through some of these problems.
Absolutely. We feel that the work of our committee has helped to inform and empower our regulatory division, and that a trusting, supporting community can better accomplish our mission and feel rewarded by the work in doing so. And I think that's really the final thought I'd like to leave with everyone.
All right. Thank you, Megan and Rachel, for sharing your stories and telling us more about the People First Committee and Regulatory at St. Paul District. We appreciate you and your insights. To our listeners, we want to hear from you, what topics are important to you, and who you're interested in hearing from. Until next time, be safe, be innovative, and tell your story.
Thanks for joining us for this Inside the Castle podcast. To provide your feedback, email us at cw.infrastructure.team@usace.army.mil. Stay tuned for additional Inside the Castle podcasts as we explore life inside the Corps and revolutionize civil works together.